This is Mike Abel from the Rangers Band, and you are listening to Lee Williams.
I've got a mind to stay right here, just taking my time. So now I think I'll play my cards and head on down the line. And head on down the line. Roll the dice. Now I'm singing my bye, snake eyes.
Talking to the Rangers Band, and we'd like to introduce them first, the lead singer.
My name is Mike Abel, and
bass player Peter Thormanson.
And I'm Dan Abel, and I play lead guitar.
Sounds like you two are related.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, sir. We are brothers, and we have been ever since, you know, back in the day when we were born.
Same yesterday, today, and forever, as it'll always be. So, yeah. Started the band about what? That's 3 years ago now?
Yeah, 2021 we started with the first release of the Bayou. Did a couple records, went through to a few different band members, and then we got Pete right before Roll the Dice, and that's where we are now.
And that's your current single, which is still climbing the charts in Europe.
Yes, sir, which we are very, very thankful for. So we're awesome. You know, it's great to be here with Lee Williams and you know, we're thankful to you for playing the single, and it's just, it's really been awesome, and we've learned a lot of stuff. We've connected with a bunch of musicians because of this opportunity. So if anybody out there is thinking about working with this guy, you need to do it, because it's totally, totally worth it.
So the band's been together for 3 years. You made a couple of records. You're in the throes of doing a third album.
We're actually in the throes of doing a fourth one. We have the first one being the Bayou, kind of swampy music, Way of the West. The second one, it's kind of like a Wild West tale. It's got, like, you know, hints of, you know, Marty Robbins, Ennio Morricone soundtrack type stuff. It's real out there. We're still trying to find our sound. And then we did Roll the Dice, which we kind of were like, hey, we're thinking about how are we going to evolve this sound, right? And so Dan and I were in Mesa, Arizona at a honky-tonk called Roosters, and we saw Jesse Daniel play there for the first time. And, you know, we said, hey, we have to do country music now. I never heard of him before that when we saw him, and he's been a huge inspiration for us as far as writing music, playing, all that. And so we started doing country. Dan already had an idea for doing an album, like, themed around Vegas, casino, poker, stuff like that. And so we're like, all right, well, let's flesh that out, and let's start adding some country licks. So Dan started doing a bunch of chicken picking, and, you know, we started contacting steel guitar players, and, you know, and then we had met our drummer at the time for doing that, and we all started writing the music together, and the songs just started coming together, and then Pete joined us right before that.
The day before we recorded the album.
Yeah, pretty much a week or so right before we recorded, that's when Pete joined us. So he didn't have a lot of time to learn the songs, but he got it down very, very well. But yeah, and so, you know, we have a lot of inspirations that we draw from, you know, Jesse Daniel, groups like the Shootouts, Mike and the Moon Pies, well, now Silverada, since they changed their name. But, you know, just, so we've kind of found where we're supposed to be, and I think this album is a nice springboard for our career in, you know, the Texas country music scene, so to say. This is Mike Abel from the Rangers Band, and you are listening to Lee Williams.
Inside, just to test my luck, I got an itching for the bright and fancy lights and such. I'm gonna bet it all, I'm gonna give an arm and a leg. Playing these slots and rolling these dice, I came here just to win that old game once or twice. I felt a yearning in my heart when she looked my way.
So do you play mostly around where you live, which is where?
We are from the Chicagoland area. Dan and I grew up in a town called Oak Lawn, which is a south suburb of Chicago. And then we play around there. Pete is from Mankato, Minnesota, right around Mankato, right?
Yes, sir.
So, and it was actually funny because, Pete, you moved down here literally like weeks before he met us. And you put a post out on Facebook. We put a post out looking for a bass player, and Pete's like, hey, I'm interested. And then we met up with him and auditioned, and That was it. So you literally just had gotten there.
Yep. Yeah, I moved to Chicago in May, and I joined the band in June.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you have the accent from Fargo.
Yes. Yeah, that's the Minnesota.
But yeah, so we're doing a lot of shows around where we live. You know, we're doing some stuff in Indiana, because Dan and I just moved to Lowell, Indiana, with the family, and so we're playing. Actually, we're recording our music video for Mexican Restaurant here coming up, and that's going to be in the Mexican Restaurant in our hometown, or our new hometown of Lowell, Indiana. It's called Mexico Lindo is the place. But we're playing, you know, Chicago, we're playing Lowell, Indiana, we're going up to, like, the north suburbs, like Dundee, so we're all over the place, but, you know, we got, like, a little Midwest tour we're planning in the beginning of April, planning on going down to Texas and Arizona later in the year, so we're trying to get all over, so to say.
And the new single for Europe is going to be a Mexican restaurant?
Yes, we're going to, once we get the video recorded and we get everything put together, and we're going to go ahead and send that off to Lee, and we'll give it to you, and you can play it. And
to number one.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, get it going. So Mexican Restaurant will be the next song. Great. Yes.
So what ambitions, what aspirations you've got for the future?
So when Dan and I first started this, you know, our main thing was we don't want to play other people's music. We want to play our music. And so we've grown with that. And the vision now into the future is, you know, I'm not looking to be, you know, the next, you know, Jelly Roll or anything. Like, I it's okay if I'm not a millionaire doing this.
You're too slim.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I'm too slim to be Jelly Roll. There we go. Now, I mean, if the Lord brings us to that point, that's great. But, you know, we would just want to make a living doing what we love, playing our music and sharing our music with the whole country, with the world, actually. I mean, you know, if we can get over to the UK and play over there, that'd be great. But, you know, we want to make a living doing this, and we understand that it's a rough life, and it's not a lot of home time.
Easy. It's not easy, and you know, so Mike and I both started playing about 6 years ago, actually. I think just this past February 15th, it's probably about 6 years now that we've been playing guitar, and ever since I picked up the guitar and started playing, I kind of felt, you know, that was my calling, you know, like the music is what I was meant to do. Anytime we get up on stage and play, and we put our music out in front of people, it's just something about that feels right.
Could you make your own guitars, don't you?
Yeah, actually. So I more so refinish them. I refinish them. Actually, I play guitars that are in the style of Fender guitars, but most of them aren't actually even real Fender guitars. They're all custom parts. And actually, the guitar I learned to play on, it was some like Chinese knockoff of an actual Fender. And it, you know, personally, I think it plays better. That's just because what I learned on, I still play that guitar currently. I do all custom jobs. I refinish, and you know, because I want to bring something unique to the table. I don't want to just, you know, be on stage holding a guitar that anybody could buy, you know, at Guitar Center or Sweetwater. I want to be playing something that, you know, I put my own artistic touch on. It's the same thing with the music. You know, we want to bring something original that nobody else is doing. You know, bring something that no one else is doing and be the best we can possibly be at it.
And stand out. You know, we've always said, I've heard a lot of people say this, and we live by this, is dress for the job you want. You know? So, like, we want to be doing this as a career. We want to be touring musicians. So, you know, I'm going to wear my cowboy hat when I go to the store. Or I'm going to, you know, if we're going on a little, you know, band business trip or whatever, it's like, that's just what you do. You look the part, and you be genuine. And I think that's the main thing. And, you know, really what I look forward to at the end of the show, mostly. I love playing, and that's a huge thing, but I love meeting everybody after the show. I love when people come up to the merch table and I'm able to, like, talk to the people who are there supporting us. And really, that's what, like, drives me to do this. That's one of my favorite parts of a show. And, you know, the being on the road and playing your own music for people and hearing people sing along back to you, that's really, really a fulfilling thing. But then being actually able to interact with those people is huge, huge for me.
Great. Well, thank you so much for talking to us. And
absolutely.
We'll get this interview out very shortly in the UK when I get back. And we wish you all the success with the current single, which is Roll the Dice.
Yes, sir.
And the new one, which is going to be Mexican Restaurant.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, thank you guys, all of you.
Absolutely, Lee.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And thanks for meeting with us and letting us do this interview. It's really been a pleasure.
No, great. Thank you.
You got it. This is Mike Abel from the Rangers Band, and you are listening to Lee Williams.
that whiskey down. Been bereft of my lady, so hell, I'll have another round. The casino lights shine down the road to numb my weary soul. So start up the truck to test my luck, and I'll take one more to go. Mexican restaurant, cruising down the broken road. The sun is setting and I'm soon forgetting the pain of my heavy load. Taking a glance at the rearview mirror and all I can do is stare. I'll be damned, that old Mexican restaurant was never even there. Been left.